How important is it for a comedian to be a curious person or to have the ability to observe other people's behavior or perhaps be a student of human nature?
Absolutely essential. I mean, it's one of the things without which you can't do it. You have to not only be actively interested and observant, you have to have the kind of nature which absorbs things in spite of your attention, in spite of the fact that you're looking for them. You just, it's like a computer storing up images. You have to have a very wide range of things so you can make contrast.
Are there some basic requirements that are absolutely essential to be a comedian?
The ability to make someone laugh doesn't hurt. But it's such an elusive thing. I don't know what the requirements are. As I said, they're different. People who have different skills and different tools manage the same end result in spite of that. If the W.C. Fields can do it his way and Fred Allen can do it his way, then there's
can't. Is it something you can study, that you can learn?
No, you can sharpen the skills that are involved. That's what I've done. I listened to my earlier work, and I know that now, 20 years later, I'm better at this because I've just allowed some habits to develop that were good for me. But you can study, you can learn some, you can probably learn some things not to do. And I often, when I'm sharpening a joke, when I notice an improvement in a joke and I see what's happened, why the joke is funnier with this word instead of that word, because there are more syllables or less syllables. For instance, nine. What was this one that came up about number nine recently? I knew that nine was the right one because seven had two syllables in it and fucked it up. Eight is also another word, A-T-E, and that can confuse the mind momentarily. 10 wasn't right because 10 is a standard round figure. 9 was perfect. 11 was too many syllables. I knew 9 was right. And 12 was no good because it rhymed. 12 was like 12 bells. But 9, but there's just something innate, and you just learn that stuff.
Is a comedian born?
Many of the prerequisites, let's call them, for want of a better word, many of the things, skills and talents, are innate and born in us. And other things, there are born comedians who don't become comedians. That's the perfect example of it. Guys who, you know, come out, Joey, tell him that story about when you cracked into the lady. And this guy's the office clown. He's terrific. I just didn't turn that direction.